Colorado provides $55 million worth of food stamp or SNAP benefits per month to 220,000 recipients. The good news is that those households will get double the benefits in January. The state will issue February's benefits before the end of January, says Ke Powell, director of the Office of Economic Security for the State Department of Human Services.
Essentially, what we were doing was getting people who were eligible for both January and February food assistance, both those months' benefits, on their card in January.
The bad news is that because of the federal government shutdown, funding is uncertain for the month of March. But, says Powell, the state will issue food stamps retroactively when the shutdown ends.
If the federal government shutdown, let's just say, lasts until March 15th, but somebody applied on February 15th, when the government opened again, they would get their benefits both for ongoing, but retroactively as well.
People in need, including furloughed government workers, can still apply for food assistance. New applicants who are determined eligible by January 30th will be guaranteed February benefits, says Powell. She adds the application turnaround can be fast.
The application material that somebody's inputting online or sitting beside a county worker is immediately entered into our system. There are certain requirements that need to be met in order to be determined eligible. We might need verification material or we might need an interview. And those things, once they're completed, the determination for eligibility can be almost immediate, like within the day.
In Garfield County, 1,656 households receive food stamps, costing the county about $380,000 per month. Renee Franco, eligibility supervisor for the county's Department of Human Services, says new applicants should apply as soon as possible.
Any application that we receive up to now, we have until the 30th of this month to approve them for them to be issued benefits. So even if we receive, let's say, an application on the 29th of January, if we don't approve it by the 30th, that they will not receive the benefits.
Franco recommends a few things that could make the eligibility process move faster.
If you are planning to come and apply for assistance, if you are employed, you have expenses, it would definitely help us speed up the process if you bring those verifications with you. So your pay stubs, if you have any daycare expense, if you have ongoing medical expenses, bring all that information with you, definitely your IDs. That way, you know, there's no back and forth.
Receiving 2 months' benefits could look like a bonus, but Franco says it's not and urges food stamp recipients to be frugal and look for ways to augment benefits. Garfield County's Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, Medicaid, Child Assistance Programs, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, and other programs are also dependent on federal funds. But Franco says so far they're not in danger. As for SNAP, the coffers are full, but the administration offices are closed. Local food bank LiftUp has seen an increase in visits, but Franco's not sure if that's due to the shutdown. Otherwise, he adds, area food banks have not been busier than usual so far. But it's unclear what will happen if the shutdown extends into February or even March, which makes Franco nervous.
We're in a rural community, so we don't have as many resources as the big cities do, which is why we made all those extra steps, try to contact every single client that we can, because if this continues to go, I think we're going to be pretty affected in our community.
You can find more information about Garfield and Eagle County SNAP benefits, applications, and distribution dates during the shutdown at the county websites. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.